refer to having so many head of children?
Having what?
Having so many head of children, like you said.
Yeah, that's right. Instead of, yes, how many children you got? Well, I got 8 head. Well, I'm 4 head. That's right.
Well, let's say if a man had 7 boys and 7 girls in his family, you'd say he had a...
Well, he'd have 7 boys and what?
7 boys and 7 girls.
Well, he'd have 14 head.
Okay, or if you just wanted to use a general term.
Yeah.
But,
he's got 14 children.
Or would you ever say, you ever heard people say, well, that's just a passel of
children? Yeah, he's got a passel of kids. That's right. Just a passel of
them. Talking about corn, what's that the covering you have to take off the ears called?
The shuck.
That's the shuck.
Then you silk it.
The silk is
the silk is the little hairy like things, you know, that's on the cob, on the corn. Mm-hmm. And you cut off the corn off the cob.
Yeah, that's the thing that grows out the tops.
That's the silk. The, you mean out of the top of the corn? Right. That's the tassel.
That's
at the top.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? What do you call that?
That's just a little sweet corn.
Sweet corn?
That's right.
Go ahead.
And it's... You get that when you begin to... Well, just before it gets where you could cut it off of the cob, you want it young and tender.
You ever heard people call that roasting ears or something?
Oh, yeah, roasting ears. Now, it's a word I haven't used in years, but I've used it. Go get me a mess of roasting ears out of the field. Right.
Well, what about this big thing that you see around Halloween a lot? You make jack-o'-lanterns out of
pumpkins. They used to call them pumpkins.
Right. And this usually a yellow-colored vegetable. You know, a lot of them have crooked necks, you know.
Yeah, that is, Well, I can't think of that one. I don't grow them, though. It's a squash. Long, but squash. Right.
Okay. What about different types of melons?
Well, they have watermelons and muskmelons, and cantaloupes. That's about the only melon that we have here.
Are there different types of watermelons?
Yeah, we have the red meat and the yellow meat.
Is there any way of telling what kind it is just by looking at the outside?
No, I don't think so.
What?
No.
What do you call these things that you see them growing? I guess they're growing wild in some people's yard. They're kind of shaped like umbrellas, you know? About that tall. You got a stalk, a slender stalk, and then it spreads out.
Yeah,
and
that's a mayapple. No, it's just a wild mayapple.
Now is that what I'm thinking? What I had in mind was sometimes you buy a can, you know, cut up, sliced, you cook it with stuff.
And that's Pope salad. Is that what you're talking about?
I really had mushrooms in mine.
Well. We don't grow them around here, and if you eat them that's around here, they'll die. You'll die because they're poison.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, is a mushroom, you ever heard another word for mushroom?
Toadstool.
Are they the same thing?
Yeah, but they're poison.
Same thing. What about, let's say if a man is trying to eat something, but he has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat's all swollen, you'd say, He just couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow it. I can't swallow it.
What about these things that people smoke, different things? Smoke, what you're smoking is a
cigarette, or it's a... Well, there's a lot of slang names for them things.
What about those...
Cigars?
Yeah.
Stogies?
Stogies.
I've heard them called stogies.
Yeah. I'd see some more expressions. I wanted to ask you about. If, let's say, if a lot of people were at a party and having a good time, somebody might sit down and start playing on the piano, and they'd gather around him, and maybe they'd start
singing
along. If somebody told a funny story and they liked it, they might start
laughing.
Well, let's say somebody offered to do you a favor. You might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
indebted to you. I don't want to be obligated to you.
Okay. What about if somebody asks you about doing a certain job? You might say, well, sure,
I'd say, sure, I'll do it.
Or you can do it, I can do it, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or about if you're not able to do it, you might say,
well, I'm just saying, well, I'm sorry, but I can't do that.
Well, let's say you've been working all day, and somebody asks you about sundown to do something for them. You say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I'm
working sundown.